All right, we'll go ahead and continue. Up next will be Utah coach Kyle Whittingham and the Utes on the road at UCLA on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Good morning, Coach. I don't want to relive a bad memory, but just what did Washington State do exactly defensively to shut you guys down in the last three quarters that they didn't do in the first quarter?
Well, you know, there was no major departure from what we'd seen on film and you know, what we'd scouted. And so I just think they did a better job of making plays than we did. You know, we still ran the ball effectively. We had Devontae Booker, our running back, go for about 175 yards. So we ran the ball very efficiently. We didn't throw the ball very efficiently, and that really was our downfall, is the lack of production in the passing game, and had some key drops during the course of the game on potential big plays, and give Washington State credit for playing good defense, and we didn't get it done offensively. But as far as schematics, there was nothing really out of the ordinary.
And how did their young defensive backs do in covering your guys? You said you had some drops, but they can be all drops. Did they do a good job in the secondary?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, they did. They played well. And I was saying all week long prior to the game that Washington State's defense was under the radar, and I think it was, you know, thought going in it was the best defense that Coach Leach had had there since he arrived, and I think that is definitely the case.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, both you guys and UCLA have benefited from non-offensive touchdowns this year, be it defensive or special teams. What does that do for a team and sort of the flow of the game and the momentum and the impact on the other phases when you guys can get points that aren't offensive?
Oh, it has a major impact in the momentum of the game and the flow of the game. It's for whatever reason, it's a much bigger boost, but much bigger lift when you score a non-offensive touchdown. It seems to have more of an impact on your team, whether it be a kickoff return, punt return, interception return, whatever. It seems like a more of a momentum type play than a touchdown from your offense. And so it can really turn a game and help you out. We've been fortunate this year. We've had four special teams touchdowns, three punt returns, and a kickoff return, and one or two defensive touchdowns, and that's really helped us. But you know, we obviously came up short last week, but we had a punt return again for a touchdown last week, which gave us a lift.
When you see a guy like Ishmael Adams, do you just put your faith in your coverage units, or do you just kick away from them and not even give them a chance?
Well, you try not to get the ball in his hands. We have a punter, and that's our philosophy in general. You know, we have a very good directional punter in Tom Hackett. He's able to put the ball in various locations on the field, and we hope to keep it out of his hands. I don't know if that's going to be completely possible to do all the time, but we hope to minimize it. And he's a dangerous player, and he's very explosive, and he'd be crazy to just kick right to him. I mean, that doesn't make sense.
And are you expecting the same thing from Coach Moore and Kalen?
Good question. I would think so, but you never know. You never know. It's Coach Moore is a very smart guy and a good coach, and I'm sure he'll have a good plan for it. But I don't know. We hope to get Kalen some touches in the punt return game, but we'll see how it shakes out.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Cal Kingstein, Bleacher Report.
Morning, Coach. With the defense that has a guy like Eric Kendricks, you know, who gets somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 tackles a game, it seems like, is there any way that you can kind of game plan to keep him out of plays, or you just kind of realize he's going to get his numbers and maybe not try to just limit him as much as possible?
Well, the alternative to Eric is Miles Jack, and so it's pick your poison. I mean, they got athletes all over that defense, but the two we're talking about right now are obviously tremendously talented players and impact players, and so you really, you know, you run away from Eric, you run right into Miles, and you know, like I said, it's tough sledding no matter what you do. So we've got to try to figure out ways to move the ball better than we did last week. We didn't do a good job moving the ball offensively last week. Only made 18 first downs, which isn't going to win many ball games. So we definitely have our work cut out for us.
And with Brett coming back from the injury, Brett Hundley, and playing as well as he did, it seems like he's kind of had a boost a little bit from the run game. What are you expecting from Paul Perkins and now that Jordan James is kind of going a little bit?
Well, they're good running backs, obviously. You know, Perkins is the leader so far as yards on the season and yards per carry. You know, he's getting nearly 6 yards a carry. But we're typically and historically pretty good run defenders. We're number one in the conference right now in the Pac-12 defending the run. And if we're going to have a chance to win the ball game on Saturday, then we've got to continue to do a good job in that area, and we'll see how it shakes out.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Kyle, kind of give me a scouting report on the UCLA defense.
Well, athletic, fast, playmakers. The Adams kid in the secondary is a tremendous talent. They got a really good young safety in Wadude, one of the starting safeties. The front's impressive. I mean, they're big, physical, athletic guys up front. And the linebackers are active. I mean, there really is no weakness to their defense. They got players there at all 11 spots, and they're a good group and well coached.
They've given up some yards this year. What's your opinion on that statistic, total yards? Is it telling or is it not?
Well, I think there's some merit to it, but they've also done a great job of getting takeaways. I think they had 4 takeaways against ASU, which really was the difference in the game. I mean, I know ASU had a bunch of yards and a bunch of first downs, but that can be overridden by taking the ball away, and that's something they did against ASU, and that was that has a huge impact on the game. And through the course of the season, I think they've got nearly a dozen takeaways as a defense, which is pretty good so far in the season.
And how do you feel about how your team handled? I mean, that was obviously probably a pretty dispiriting post-game locker room. How have they handled the loss to Washington State?
Well, it was devastating in the locker room. It was tough. One of the toughest losses I've been a part of since I've been here, and that's been a long time. And to have control of a football game like we did and to not finish and to let it get away from us, very difficult, but they've bounced back. You know, we had a good team meeting yesterday and anxious to get back out on the field today and get going and working towards UCLA. But, one game doesn't define your season. You know, we tried to stress that point yesterday in the meetings, and we just got to be better finishers. You know, you jump out 21-0 and have a 24-7 halftime lead, I think is what it was. You know, we should be able to hold on to that, and that's something that we weren't able to do, unfortunately.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Kyle, in a game like the other night, when you get the 21-0 lead, and especially as early as you got it, is there a factor there that the kind of the edge comes off your team a little bit? Any of that?
Well, I think that happened to a little bit, a small extent, I guess you could say. It was we had things going so – I mean, everything went right early. I mean, we had – we scored on special teams. We scored with a pick six. We scored on a long run, a 75-yard run. So it was coming very easily at the beginning of the game. And then things got pretty even for about 2 quarters. And then the last quarter, they flat beat us. They beat us in the fourth quarter and outscored us. It was 14-3, and that was the difference in the game.
They got a good game out of Craycraft, number 21, the slot guy. I just wondered, looking at film, did you have any impressions of him?
Good football player. Good receiver, sure hands, runs great routes. And that was really, the part of the problem in our estimation in the fourth quarter is they were running 6 or 7, even 8 receivers rotating through there. And we just had our 4 corners on the field the entire game. We don't have, guys that are ready to play beyond that. And I think our secondary, we play a lot of man coverage, and so they probably each ran about 3 miles, by the fourth quarter, and that's when really the damage was done. Most of the damage from Washington State was in that fourth quarter, and I think our guys were in the back end a little bit worn out, and that's unfortunate. We maybe should have mixed in some more zone coverage earlier in the game to try to give them a little bit of a break, but our style is play man coverage, and that's what we did, and it worked well for a period of time, and then not so good at the end.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, that'll do it for you. I appreciate your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
You bet. We'll see you.